Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspense Radio, weirdly existential.
Hi, it's Adam here. Are you a massive fan of D&Ds for Nerds? Also, do you love the 80s? Well, if both of those things are true, we got you covered. We've teamed up with audiobooksontape.com, one word, to put all of D&Ds for Nerds Season 1, that's 25 episodes, some of which haven't been released to the public yet, plus, an exclusive 5th Ed adventure where Jackson plays a fuckwit, Joel plays a fuckwit, and some other fuckwits come in to play fuckwits. I hate them all. Sorry, anyway. Once you've bought it, you also get for free and in addition, this is how much we goddamn love you, you also get a free digital download of everything on the cassette tape, so you can listen to it straight away. That's audiobooksontape.com, one word. Follow the links or click the URL in our show notes. And just letting you know, all the money raised from the USB cassette tapes, all of it, goes to our very own beautiful, healthy baby pug Rudiger. My God, look at him. He's on the table now. We're gonna get you a doghouse. We're gonna get you a doghouse.
Adam, why is there a dog in the studio?
Shut up!
That's unhygienic.
You lock me in here, I get to decorate the room.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Oh wait, one more thing. Before you get to the adventure, we've also got a Redbubble store. Just go to redbubble.com/people/sanspantsradio, all of them individually, one word. You can check out our awesome merchandise, including a brand new and inspired by the Beatles, but legally speaking, not directly copied from, design, D&D Let It Be. Also, I think there's a Jigglump t-shirt. I'm super really happy about that one because it makes Jackson mad. Anyway, onwards to the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table making up names for their gnomish bard, but that is exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to episode 22 of D&D is for Nerds. As always, I'm Joel Zammit playing the part of Leo Shadow. Opposite me, we have Jackson B. Bailey playing the part of Crim Pom Pom Criff.
Yeah!
Criff Pom Pom Criff.
Yeah.
Criff Pom. Jackson is here. And next to him, Ali Kathleen playing the part of Ainsley Foggy Feather.
Sure am.
And of course, our illustrious DM, Adam Capital Gains Tax.
Why?
Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Bats!
Leo got cocky again.
Balls to the wall is how you play D&D.
Damn.
Ainsley.
Yes, Chris.
He's got what's known as red ache.
Oh, no.
He's going to get gross. Prepare yourself for that.
Can I help you?
We need your help, sir.
We will negotiate a price.
6 silver pieces? I assume it's the same amount as pickling a head.
Can we do like an errand or something for you?
No, I need a man killed.
So we're going to kill Sergio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Priest beats you on the draw.
Oh, no.
An arrow hits you in the back.
Oh,
no!
We should be cleverer.
Bad news out of the way. Here's the good news. He is taking damage.
Yes.
Hey, sick.
So he leaps on you to try and like grab you with his hands.
I hug him back.
No, you skewer him with your rapier.
Yes.
Sick.
He takes 3 more points of damage.
And what is baby boy Leo on?
Old sores open up, your blood, your gums start to bleed, you take 3 points of damage.
This is bad. I feel like this is one of those times, like when we get out of this, if we get out of this, we need to sit down and talk about like just leaping into things.
And how you should stop doing that.
Ironically enough, when you said that, when you were talking, I thought you were going to be like, we need to sit down and talk about which NPCs we want to keep alive. Because at this point I'm like... We could just go home, guys. But then you're going, maybe we shouldn't leap into things. And that's exactly what I mean.
Jackson, -3.
Guys!
I'm trying to get a health potion to you.
Mm-hmm. Leo and then Ainsley.
Skewer the priest again.
Try stabbing him again.
Try stabbing
He's
him.
He's no longer surprised. He knows you're there.
He knows what's happening.
But you hit him anyway.
Good.
Dealing another 2 points of damage.
Ah, yes. Fighting on a staircase.
Ainsley? I am going to continue to try to get up the wall so that I can pass a health potion.
Oh, you can just climb in now.
You've, yeah, I'm going like, to do that made and the give, difficult part. Give Criff, Pum Pum Criff, a health potion.
Which one?
What?
Like
the Criff one.
I think we only have light wounds.
Oh, you only have light? Okay. There are different types of health potions that restore different amounts.
We have two left.
We have two health potions of light wounds left.
You going to give him one?
Yes, I shot him in the back. Like Jigalump does on a metaphorical case.
You're on
case.
7 hit points now.
Oh, good. Do I wake up?
No, but if Ainsley wants to on her next turn, she can wake you up.
Thank you. I would also like to take the arrow out of his back.
Do you do that before or after the health potion?
After.
Oh, after? God. After wait, you give him the health potion? Yeah, you're on 6, Jackson.
God damn it, Ainsley.
I'm sorry. I thought... I don't know what I thought. I panicked.
Have some cure. Oh, you've got an arrow in your back. Let me get that for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
oops.
I'm so sorry.
It's the priest's turn.
I hate priests.
He tries to hug you again.
That's nice, you know?
Is it cuddly?
I'm just looking for a cuddle.
He fails to hug you and you fail to stab him.
Good.
Well, that's...
Awkward stare dances. I like that.
That is true.
Jackson, you remain unconscious.
Sure do.
I'm going to...
Leo.
Nope.
Sorry, you're right after Leo.
Rapier him.
I'm going to punch everyone
from now
on.
Deal 2 points of damage.
Yes.
Ainsley?
Wake up.
You're just like
wake.
Peppering him with holes.
I'm going to wake.
Wake him up.
Pum, pum.
He wakes.
Ah!
Oh my God.
What do you want to do now?
And I would like to say immediately, I'm like, oh my God, someone's shooting arrows around here.
Okay.
This is a believable lie.
We should get them.
I think it's a priest. Let's go. And then I help him up, and then we're going to go downstairs. I'm going
to... you can see that the priest is still upstairs.
Oh.
You could fire arrows at him now.
Are we all on the same level?
Yeah. Well... Technically,
he's
on the stairs.
Head down a
yeah.
trap
the priest
door,
is
right?
like looking down the trap door to this bottom level.
Uh-huh.
On the stairs is fucking Leo, and he's like looking down on him on the stairs.
All right, let's.
And you guys are on
and
him.
I'm gonna say to Criff, like, let's go, let's get him.
Okay,
arrows or sword?
Punch him in the back of the head, Ainsley.
Arrows.
Ainsley. Rapid shot.
Yes, but I'm only gonna aim at him.
Good, there's no one else.
Unless you wanted to plant another arrow in Crypt.
Ainsley, why?
You hit him twice.
Yes!
Thwick!
Yep, you kill him.
Finally, guys.
Oh my God, thank God. Let's cut off his head and bring it to the other priest.
And then I would like to say to Crypt, just be like...
At no point did the other priest ask you to do that.
I know, but we should.
I would like to say to Crypt, like...
Yeah.
We should look for the other person shooting arrows.
Okay.
Like we did to Markov in the Dancing Lights.
I search for the other person shooting arrows.
And I'd be like, once he has a look around
bleeding
for a bit.
Bleeding from my lips with all these sores, I kind of go, maybe it was a trap.
I don't know what you're saying, Leo. Where are these archers?
I'm not going to roll. There's no archers to find. I, like, had the dice in my hand, and I'm like, wait, there's no...
You fell into her trap, too. All right, I'll chop off the guy's head.
Yeah, have you tried
with what blade?
Maybe you should only have it. Maybe you should
long
only
sword. I'm going to give it another red hot shot with a long sword.
Hey, you do all right.
Yes, finally!
Finally!
Yeah.
The one time we don't have to.
It, like, looks like the person and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Sick. I'm just going to do a quick search around his house to see if we can steal anything.
Loot. We're running out of money.
Loot. We, play that loot.
If this guy makes us pay 25 gold,
because I need
we
probably to help him cure
left.
My face and sores. And
oh, yeah. Just cut,
the,
drink
the guy
everything.
Across the road will help you, though. Should be able yeah, to exactly. help you.
He's a necromancer.
When you see the guy across the road, I thought you... When you said the guy across the road, I thought you meant the guy you just killed. I got a bit confused.
He'll help us. Oh, wait, no. Oh.
Hey, God, give me his head. Can you help us? No, I can't.
I can't help you.
I can't help you. This is a really fun game. At least try it. It's like I'm a new ventriloquist.
Oh, God.
Do I have ventriloquial skills, Adam? Can
have
I,
a look.
Do I have performance?
What was the name of my feat that lets me fuck shit up?
Among his belongings, like rooting through both the lower and upper parts of the store, you find 100 gold pieces.
Oh my God, yes. Rich bitch.
Oh, I didn't need to write it all again. I just need to put a one in front of everything.
Guys, I just want to kind of point something out.
Yeah.
So we could have just robbed this guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I could have just gone up there invisible, robbed him, gotten $100 and just paid the guy.
Yeah.
Instead, like, we did this for 5 gold, effectively. Like, I'm just letting you know.
We killed this dude.
Yeah, but... No, but I mean, if I'm looking over our expenditure, right?
Yeah.
So I've taken a potion of cure light wounds, which is like 6 gold.
Oh, you were going to do that anyway.
Well, no, I wasn't because Ainsley. Yeah. Well, somebody shot me in the back with an arrow.
I don't know who that was.
I'm just saying that our expenses matching up.
Let's forward an idea. We get Grayson healed.
Okay.
And then we kill that guy and steal from him.
How about we just rob that guy?
Yeah. Better.
And you find a masterwork longbow.
What?
Sitting on like a mantle is a very exquisitely made longbow. You think it may be to be of elven make?
Oh my god, take it,
Ainsley. What's it called?
Just wanted to rob him.
It's a masterwork longbow.
Masterwork.
Master and then work. And just put them together.
And then longbow.
Longbow.
Well, I thought it was master wood, and I'm like, that would make sense because it's probably made out of wood. But then you started using other words, and I got very confused. It was a stressing time for all.
From the look of it, you fancy this to be worth quite a lot of money. How much, but like possibly upwards of 400.
But do you get better attack bonuses?
If anyone uses it, they get a +1 bonus to hit their enemies.
You should use it.
Yeah, well, let's sell the old bow.
Damn right.
Won't be worth as much, but you know,
whatever. We're still ahead.
You have a lot of weapons just looking at your character sheet.
I do. Well, a rapid shot isn't a weapon.
Oh,
it's
no,
a
that's
thing.
Just a thing. Yeah, true.
I just have a longbow.
I just have two. I have a spear I've literally never used.
No, you used it once.
Did I?
Yeah.
Very early on.
Speared a guy, I think.
I might start using. One. No, you know
no,
what?
Fisty cuffs.
I'll sell it. I'm just using my fists from now on. I might even sell my crossbow.
So what's the plan from here?
Do we want to go over there, get Grayson cured,
and then rob him,
and then kill the guy and rob him,
and we'll talk about that. Him. But I think we'll just rob him
because you're invisible. So.
Yeah, am I still invisible, Adam?
No, when you like try to hurt. Oh wait, what spell did you cast again? No, you tried to punch him. That's when you turned invisible.
Yeah, true. Okay, we'll take his head, the priest we just killed's head, across to the other priest.
No, you don't need to knock the door. He's just, like, leaning in the door frame. He seems quite amused by the whole thing.
We got it.
I wish you had not done that.
What?
That's what you
separate the head.
Why?
I wish to make this man a zombie.
You can sew it up.
You didn't tell us that.
It's okay. I'm just saying.
Anyway.
I'm not... Okay, whatever.
Bodies are hard to carry.
A whole
old
body.
Old priest number one. Who I forgot your
Sergey,
name.
Sergey, and this is Sergio. Pay attention, Ainsley. Anyway, can you heal up our friend here? We'll give him 25 gold.
We killed this guy, so we didn't have to pay him.
Oh, I thought that was for the extra 5.
I heal your friend Grayson, but anything else is still costs money.
Okay.
That's all right.
I mean anything else.
Want to heal my face?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I can do this.
How much for the healing of the face?
I say 15.
Oh my god!
Is this gonna
You'll heal up
time?
with a nap,
guys. I'm gonna like elbow Leo and then wink at him and then be like, "We're gonna rob him. It's fine."
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If you can help.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. 15 it is.
Okay.
We give him 15 gold.
We'll pay everything to heal us all up full.
Yeah.
We're getting it back.
Presumably.
Definitely without fail.
Okay, so it's free to heal Grayson.
Let's just heal us all up to full strength, and then we kill him.
Then we'll kill him, take his money, hopefully get another masterwork weapon. That'll be nice. Masterwork fists!
Okay, so for 15 gold, he'll cast light wounds once.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying him the gold,
yeah.
And yes. Who's receiving the spell?
Everybody.
There's 15 each time.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We're getting it back out of
him. That's fine.
And we'll do it until we're healed.
How much damage had you taken?
I took 3.
Leo, 3. You're fully healed.
Good.
So let me just mark down, just in case for some reason you don't get your money back. How much you're paying.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Ainsley, you're sitting at 9 still, am I right?
13, because I drank a potion.
That's right, you did.
There you go.
I can do math.
I sure can't.
You heal 9 in the first casting,
mm-hmm.
So you're up to 22. Do you want him to heal you again?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no.
We're getting the cash back.
Yeah, I know.
Ainsley's not even a stress.
So you're fully healed now.
Oh, rad.
I'm on 6, so this is going to take a while.
Criff? 6, you recover.
I'm on 12.
Yep. Then 9, you recover.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to like put a number there, and like that's really easy to add there. Jackson, are you going to say? Nope.
Nope.
Okay, good.
The listeners don't know if I know or not.
I don't.
2, you recover.
Okay.
Do you want him to heal you again?
Yeah, yeah, until I'm fully healed.
Okay.
We're getting the cash back.
So you get that 1 hit point back.
Worth it.
And you're fully healed. So that
cost us 105 gold pieces.
Awesome.
Whatever.
Is and is Grayson now fully healed as well?
Yeah, Grayson's good as well.
Cool. So I'm behind him, yeah?
Grayson stepped out while he was healing you.
Like, I'm behind
Grayson is not in on your plan.
I know, I'm behind the necromancer, yeah?
Why are you behind him?
Like, or to the side of him a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, subtly moved.
Like, do you want to say that you do that, not just...
Yeah.
As he's healing the rest of you, as he's healing you, like, one at a time, the other ones can, like, wander around.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get in, like, prime attack mode.
Okay. Yeah, you can, like, put yourself...
I rape him in the back of the neck, Adam.
Hang on. Yeah, okay, you can get so that it's, like, Jackson, him, you in, like, a line. And then, Ainsley, where do you want to be? Sorry.
At the front.
Jackson? Who's Jackson? I mean, Criff.
I want to be at the front. I want to be at the front, so it's kind of like I've got his attention. So.
That's all right. I'll go to the side.
Jackson's the...
Criff
is the
up.
Last one being healed.
I'm just going to heal up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you go to the side.
All right, yeah, side. Yeah,
cool. Okay, are you drawing a close-range weapon as well, Ainsley?
Yes, yeah, okay, I will.
Rape her in the neck. Rape her in the neck.
If we all do it at the same time,
you rape her in the neck, you stab him in the side, I'll punch him in the jaw.
Done.
You hit him.
You're welcome,
Leo.
Society, yes. I guess.
We fell very hard to the pirate life.
Dealing 11 points of damage.
Yeah, I know. Like, cool. We came here and immediately were like, crime.
Ainsley, you attack him with your long sword.
Come on, 12.
Hitting him as well.
Oh my god, yeah. Yes. This poor guy. He's like, I hear you are poor. Why?
Dealing 6 points of damage.
He's not a nice guy. He wanted us to kill the competition.
Yeah, it's
which
rude.
Makes me kind of giggle because we've killed this pirate town's only 2 healers, I'm assuming.
Crit, what are you doing?
Punching him in the jaw. Mm.
You will hit him as well.
Yes, I do.
Dealing
so many.
3 points of damage.
There you go.
And then what? And then what? Adam.
He looks hurt.
Yeah.
Like, physically and then, like, emotionally. Now we go to initiative.
Okay.
Aww.
He's not dead.
I just thought maybe this would be really easy.
Yeah.
What's Grayson doing?
Grayson's outside. He hasn't noticed what's happened yet.
Did we even let him in?
Grayson's having a sneaky smoke.
We just put him outside with Jigalump.
We're like, Grayson, just wait outside a moment.
Like, guys, you gotta do toilet stops. Yeah. Go on, Jigalump.
Go on, Jigalump. You take Jigalump and help him poop, Grayson. He's having a...
Leo, you're first.
Tommy.
Oh,
want to stab him again?
There's a rape room in that back again. Because I'm doing sneak attack.
Yeah, you are.
I feel sort of bad for
you
the
still
priest.
You do one more sneak attack on him. You hit him, you sneak attack, and you deal, 12 damage.
Oh, Jesus.
And now he's dead.
Yay! Let's take our money back for once.
Yeah, we'll take our money back.
Back to 131 gold pieces.
And then we search his store for stuff.
Okay.
Come on, health potions.
You, start searching, and then the trapdoor opens, a man with a longsword comes down.
Oh, no. Looks,
some guys killed your master?
Looks to be his son.
Guys, this is becoming too much. Now we're breaking up our family.
I think we don't
go. Oh, no, now we're killing his son.
He looks at you, Jackson. And he prays for his god to strike you with holy might.
No! No.
Hey, I guess he's standing really close to Jackson.
Guys!
The rest of the party.
Before he starts finishing his sentence, I want to be like, hey, guy, want to come on an adventure and be our resident priest?
Hey!
Best friends forever?
It's a great intro to a guy whose dad you just killed.
A bolt of lightning spears through the house and strikes the 3 of you.
Oh, no. And we'll be... Okay, all right. I got a new plan. We deserve that. We'll be on our way.
Leo, you take 14 points of damage.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Ow.
Whoops.
Ainsley, you take 14 points of damage.
Oh, this sucks.
Our master plan.
Griff, you take 7.
Oh, yeah, hit me directly.
I took 14 points, was it?
Yes.
I'm on 14.
No, wait, no, I'm not.
You're on four.
My math bad then.
Too good, guys. Only on seven.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm going to keep the same initiative as last thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can Grayson be aware that we are in trouble now?
I'm going to yell.
Oh, Grayson
yell
knows
out.
Something's happened now.
Oh, good.
The lightning.
Leo, it's your turn first, though.
All right. Rapier. Right.
Subtle lightning.
Like, running up to him will be your entire turn. He's like at the top of the stairs. Yeah.
Mm.
Just do it, mate. Whatever. Mm.
Slingshot.
Sling?
Cool. Oh, nice.
You miss.
Ding. Poop.
You don't miss badly, but you miss. You're like swinging it around, and as you release, Criff's head like bobs into the way, and you're like, ah! You miss. You just like have to release.
My head
way
is pretty much our plan from being like healed and awesome and on our way to just now
Criff
dead almost.
I'll throw my spear at him.
Okay. What type of spear is it? Just spear?
Just spear.
Cool.
Range increment 20 feet.
You miss.
Shit, guys, shit!
You heft it and throw. It, like, strikes the staircase beneath him. He looks down at it, looks up at you, and you...
I've just opened and closed my mouth.
He nods. He accepts that. It's his turn.
He accepts it. Like, it's all right, mate. Yeah, all
it's
right.
Right. Hey, it happens to the best of us. I feel like we're all gonna die.
Well...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
How many moves does a priest have?
It's his turn. Mm. He points at you, Criff, and commands his god to smite you down with holy light this time, as opposed to lightning.
Oh my god, guys. Loses us what?
A bolt of energy strikes you in the chest.
Oh my god.
You take 7 points of damage, evening you with the rest of the group.
Yeah.
And now it is Ainsley's turn.
Okay,
do you want to use your new bow?
The first thing I'm going to do is scream out to Grayson and be like, help! Grayson! I guess. Okay. I assume that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to use my masterwork longbow to fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Rapid shot? He's wearing night clothes. You imagine him to be unarmored.
Yes. But like I am only going to aim at him.
Okay, you hit him once. Oh. One of your arrows, like, you know, hits just next to his head, but the other one strikes him in the shoulder.
Ugh,
you deal 2 points of damage.
Hey, we're getting somewhere.
That's a bonus.
Like, hey, that's something.
There's a tremendous cracking sound as the door is kicked in and Grayson is standing in the doorway.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is when shit gets real.
He hefts the spear and throws it at that guy.
Yes.
He hits.
Yes.
Oh, Grayson.
He's going to save us. Ooh. This
Again.
Is why we kept him alive.
Dealing 4 points
of
damage.
Hey, we saved his life.
We dealt with like 6 months.
He had
months.
The red ache, which would have gone in a month.
It was like 3 months. Of...
It might have killed him. It might have killed him.
Yeah.
We dealt with three months of seasickness.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure if he doesn't know what the red ache is, we're going to talk it up like it would have killed him.
Yeah.
No, it
wouldn't.
Oh, my turn.
Yep.
Slingshot.
So is he closer at all, this priest?
No, he hasn't had the move.
All right. Actually, wait, I'm going to... can I throw a dagger at him?
He's far away. It'll be a hassle, but you can. Right. Try.
No, do it.
What's better, throwing a dagger or a slingshot? What am I more...
Sling is better.
Okay, then a slingshot.
You hit him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid face.
You deal 1 point of damage.
Stupid face.
It's fucking something.
You break his nose.
Good.
Yay.
You fucking fill him a bit. I don't know what accent he had that breaking the nose created that.
Whenever he casts anything,
Criff?
He'll.
I'm looking at my spells. Scatter spray!
Oh, no.
Okay. Upstairs somehow.
He manages to dodge most of the debris that you launch at him, but some of it still hits him.
Body jars and shit.
You deal 4 non lethal.
Hey, guys.
It's pretty good.
A bunch of shit, like, strikes him. Like, stuff that the priest was selling.
That we are going to steal when we're done.
Yeah. It's his turn.
Oh, so long, guys, I guess.
He jumps down from the stairs in among you guys.
Oh, good.
And as he does it, he calls upon his god to give him the might of the gods. And then he grows in size to being large. He's like the size of, I don't know, a minotaur. Well, I like the, like... like a gorilla, like a big gorilla.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
Can we? I mean, it's just an idea. Can we maybe just walk away?
No,
you can try. You can try.
He's
it's your turn.
Us.
Do you want to
kill
away?
Us from behind?
Use your new awesome bow.
I am. I will. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh yeah. No, that's what I'm gonna do. I've
you got to take a couple steps back though before you use your bow.
Take a couple steps back, Adam. And then I will.
No, don't. No. No, it's good. It's fine.
It's good. It's a great time.
Please just keep amazing. Mocking me. It's what I love.
Yeah. No, I will take a few steps back. Lovely Adam, who is a amazing human being.
Don't do this. Rapid shot? I'm done with you.
I know. Yes, rapid cool. shot to his body, face.
You hit him twice.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
He's so big, I can't miss, guys.
14 points of damage.
Come on, yes, yes,
holy
yes,
shit.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, that's...
Dead.
No, dead? Wait. He's not dead.
21. Don't worry, he's going.
And now it is Grayson's turn. Grayson swears.
What the hell?
You guys.
You love us, though. You kind of love us, though.
You motherfuckers. Grayson. He charges in with his longsword.
He's having like a mid-breakdown.
Like Grayson, he's
so
just
mad
like,
at you guys.
These days.
He's just like, are you serious? Like, why did you think this
hits
was a good
idea? Hits
him
with his longsword.
Come on. Come on, Grayson.
He deals not a lot. He deals 4 points of damage.
Hey, I'll take it. Come on, Leo. Bring us home.
And Leo.
I'm flanking him, right?
No.
Damn. Can I flank him?
You can move too, yeah, but he'll get a free hit on you.
Oh, then I'll just stab him with my rapier.
Cool.
I'm on four. I don't want to.
Don't risk it.
I want you to. You miss somehow.
He's that big. I'm just like, I'm intimidated.
Yeah, he's like, my father.
Daddy.
Griff?
Can I Babu slime myself?
Yeah.
And then grab hold of him?
Yeah.
I'll do that. It hurts him, doesn't it? It gives him...
Okay, so you can try you can do that and grab him this turn.
Yeah.
Or you can take a step back, do it safely, but grab him next turn.
Oh, because if I do it here, I'll hurt everyone else?
No, if you cast a spell, he gets a free attack against you because you're distracted.
I'll do it now.
Of course you will.
The heat of the battle, Adam! I'm not thinking straight.
Like every other decision we make, Adam, we're not thinking straight.
He smacks you full on face with his longsword.
Ah!
Oh, ow, 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 ow.
Oh, minimum damage. You take 6 points of damage.
Hey, guys, ow. Am I covered in slime, though, and is he hurting from
no,
the slime?
No, he failed to cast the spell. Him hitting you with the sword is like, fuck my concentration.
Shit, there's a little bit of slime's like, ow, my
head. Not even that much, really. And it's his turn. He hits you again.
It's always his turn. When's it get to be our turn?
Right after he's done.
That makes sense.
That's pretty reasonable.
He hits you again.
Ah, guys!
You take 8 points of damage.
Am I out cold again?
You are on -4.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have one health potion left, too.
You might find some more here. You might, but you might. Hey. Ainsley, it's your turn.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is because Criff is knocked out, is I'm going to be like, jiggle up, help! And then I'm going to shoot him.
Okay, twice?
Yes.
Come on,
but
you
I want
are
you to remember
dealer.
That jiggle up has been summoned.
Critical hit.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes! What happens?
Okay, you strike him straight through the larynx.
Haha, now he can't do spells.
And it like completely goes like through him.
Now he might be just dead.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it's going to kill him. Yep, he's dead.
Yes!
He falls over and returns back to his original size.
Excellent.
Too fucking good.
There's like a really quiet moment while like before anyone goes to help Criff, where Grayson turns around and just like walks slowly out of the building, and as he does it, you hear him under his breath, "Fucking sons of bitches, fucking motherfucking god!"
Grayson,
I pick up the skull of the
someone should help Criff because Grayson isn't doing it.
Heal me! Like get his dead hand and put it on my face. Does it heal me, Adam?
No, it does not.
It's just gross.
Heal me though.
-10, -5, -10.
You're dead, Jensen.
I do the same thing to Criff.
I'm gonna give Criff a health potion.
grab the dead necromancer and like,
then hopefully with the joint efforts that I do.
I just for a moment I got kind of excited at the idea of killing one of you.
Oh. I don't like that's not a good...
You're on one hit point.
You motherfuckers, wake me up, please. So that I may slap you all.
I like get the dead priest's arm and slap.
You don't wake him up. With it. And no one wakes him up.
I keep slapping him with a dead man's arm.
You wake up eventually.
You sons of bitches!
Are you scared by the dead man?
You don't know what they did.
What's going on?
Oh, wait, no, you wake up to being slapped by a dead man.
Ah! did we win?
Yes.
I like maybe. Grab the head of the necromancer, just nod it.
So while Leo is helping Criff, I would like to look for other health potions that we could possibly all take.
And just let's just pilfer this whole place.
Pilfer the whole situation.
Upstairs,
hang
downstairs.
On, no, but we'll check upstairs tentatively in case there's a wife or
a daughter.
You find two health potions.
Yeah,
give me some.
You better say you find two infant children. I'm like, Adam,
no.
You're going to make me skewer a baby.
Going upstairs, you see only two beds. You think it was just the two of them living here.
Sad that his wife died.
You guys want to take a health potion?
We'll yes, I only have one. I'll chug them.
Yeah, he can have a health potion. Leo, what are you on?
I'm just on form, all right.
No, you take a health potion.
Oh, these are moderate, so it's a cure moderate.
Oh, sick.
Oh, cool.
You chug one of them and you recover 14 hit points.
Oh, my God, yes.
Now do you want the other one?
Yeah, all right.
15!
You're going to chug the other one as well?
Yeah, all right.
You recover 9 hit points.
All right. Cool. Anything else in this house?
Gold.
Zombies?
Bunnies?
Do you reckon I could learn to be a necromancer, guys?
I reckon you could.
You could.
Yeah. Have a go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of super into hitting people at the moment, though.
Yeah. But you could raise, like, an army of undead to hit people with.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same as just...
Cold clock.
Maybe can I get, like, a roll of pennies in my hand and get some weight behind it? Yeah, we'll search the necromancer's house.
Yep.
The necromancer and his son.
Oops.
Necromancer and sons.
Yeah, I want to put the dead bodies in compromising positions.
Leo, you've gone dark.
We are not looking at Leo right
now. I like to imagine, like, you know, when it's like his son comes down, it would just be like this wide shot of the building and it would just be like Sergey and son. And we're like, oh, of course. Oh, we're idiots.
Like the police guard or pirate guard, whoever, whatever this town is, pirates. The next morning, they're just going to go down to this place. Sergey and son and like, so, whatever guy's name?
Sergio.
And Sergio, like his head's headless over here. Son and father are dead. Like hugging.
Yeah, like what? What was? Although I'm sure there's no such thing as police, so I think we're kind of good. Although, you know what, guys?
You find 200 gold pieces.
Yes! Yay! That's
so
good.
So rich.
Plus,
that's
you know, great. Your own gold.
So, yeah. We're so rich right
now. We got 331 gold.
That's enough to charter a ship.
I know.
That's quite a bit. Yeah, you could.
We
get
can
a ship
go home,
that.
Guys.
We
well,
buy and to Goldcrest.
Go to Goldcrest.
Oh my god, guys. Can I have whatever this is? I bags it.
Come on, Adam, come through for
us. You find a set of braces. You know what braces are?
Like on your
yeah,
arms?
They're like little strap things that you put to. Ainsley, you wear them actually, and in combat they help you when you're using your sword.
Oh, okay. Because I was really hoping for like suspenders.
No, oh my god!
No. Teeth.
It's like a little. It's like a tiny little. It works
guards.
As a shield. Arm guards. You use them as shields essentially.
Oh, wonderful.
When you hold them, they feel warm to your touch, and they hum with a magical energy.
Can I? I put them on.
Oh, all right, fine.
Hey, I bagged.
Yeah,
you did.
Really, like, I didn't mean to, but these are really, really better for Ainsley.
No, I'll give them to Ainsley. Well, I'll roll Knowledge Arcana to learn about them first. If I have that, I'm sure I have that.
You
I mean,
make checks.
It?
Hang on. Wait.
Knowledge Arcana. Yeah,
it's not Knowledge Arcana, but hang on.
Knowledge dick sucking. Up top, Ainsley.
All right.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Hey, Criff. Oh, yeah, Criff, you do work out what they are.
Oh, guys, these are...
Shut up. Braces of Archery Lesser.
Wonderful.
They're Braces of Archery Lesser, which I assume means they're lesser than any better Braces of Archery. Braces of Archery.
This is why you're our wizard.
Guys, they're Braces of Archery. Just a pair of braces that improve your
These
arsery.
Wristbands look like normal protective wear. The braces empower the wearer to use any bow, not including crossbows, as if she were proficient in its use. Oh, actually, I guess it's not as useful as I thought. Oh, no, here we go. If she already has proficiency with any type of bow, she gains a +1 competence bonus on attack rolls.
Yay!
Whenever using that type of bow.
I'll take it.
Both braces must be worn for it to be effective.
All right, I'll give them
so,
to her.
That plus your masterwork means you today you've gotten a +2 to attacks with your bows.
That would have been useful before.
That would be useful, yeah.
Well, you know, it's like hard to have acquired this equipment before you killed him.
I guess the braces. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I bagged them, but I guess
they're you might want to write those down.
They're not
braces great. Of archery lesser.
I did. Well,
oh, you did write them down?
Well, I wrote some words.
Sure, magic braces.
It's okay. I'll probably remember it.
All right, I'm writing it down.
We'll spend the night here.
Let's put the bodies up against the door, guys.
Yes, and have a hot nap. And we'll charter a boat in the morning.
Where's Jigalump? I did call for him.
You don't know.
That fucking cat, that piece of shit cat. I'm going to have an angry sleep.
Is there like an inn around here?
No, this is fine, Tammet.
No, I just feel...
Tammet.
Can I just go out and find Grayson? And
you feel a little uncomfortable because the beds are still warm. Yeah. Sorry.
No, not
really. Leo, look at me. Yeah. Either we stay in an inn and get robbed instantly, or we stay in this guy's house and he's been doing fine. People still think a necromancer lives here. In the morning, get up early, fuck off, catch a bloody boat. We're off to Grayskull.
That's a...
Gold Crest. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good idea.
Are you He-Man? Is that what this is?
I am He-Man, yes.
Only if you can help me prop up Sergio and Son behind the counter so that in the morning after we leave, someone comes in
and gets a little bit of a scare.
I get it,
sure. We'll do that whilst Ainsley talks to Grayson.
Yes, I would like to have a discussion with Grayson and hopefully he doesn't abandon us.
Are you talking about, like, you and him, like, the relationship?
Nah, just kind of like, hey, buddy, how you feeling? Because we just did a lot to save you. Yeah. That sort of discussion.
Ainsley, he's really mad. Like, mad.
I'm just going to, like, maybe put my hand on his arm.
Again. He's not... He, like, pulls his arm away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we've made him so angry. I feel like we've channeled, like, all of Adam's anger towards us through Grace.
just give him
just
a
just explodes into anger.
I'll just be like, look, I'm really sorry. It kind of got out of hand very quickly. We did all this to make sure that you're okay because we thought that you were going to die from the red plague ache tummy.
What happened in there? Why did he just suddenly turn hostile?
I mean, I don't know.
Don't answer that question. I know what happened.
Well, I mean, it just happened and, I mean, it was... Do you want to go on a holiday?
You guys staying here for the night, he says?
Well, I mean, do you have a... Do you have a better idea, honey?
You guys can stay here. I'm going to go find an inn.
I think we should go find an inn, guys. We should go find an inn.
Oh, okay.
What's that? Hang on. Let me just one second. I didn't like, just make sure our masterpiece looks just schmick.
Tell me, Weekend at Bernie's, is it obvious that it's a corpse?
It's fairly obvious it's a corpse in Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, it's like this is worse.
Oh, God.
It's like a macabre sort of arrangement. And it was really macabre before you got here with all the body parts. It's not even a good job, and that's kind of the worst part.
Is it like a texter, like a medi... What's the D&D equivalent of like a texter or a Sharpie?
A paintbrush?
Maybe chalk or, a paintbrush or charcoal.
I want to draw a smiley face on both their faces.
Are there any sunglasses? Around. Are there any sunglasses around? I'm not there. Never mind.
There's no sunglasses.
Is it like a paint and I can draw a shitty smiley face on
them? I've left. If he's getting this into it, I'm gone.
Everyone else is gone, Leo. You're alone in a dark room with bodies in a city you know is unsafe.
Is there any paint around, though?
You're just going to get Grayson killed. You know that.
No, Grayson's left. If you guys are following him, that's your business.
Yeah, we are.
You cannot find paints or anything that matches what you want.
Yeah, like
you can like
I
make another
finger in like some blood and just draw a smiley face.
Gross. Oh my
on
god.
Them.
So gross.
It's probably not going to stick, but you like draw something on his face.
I'm happy with my work and then I chuff off.
So, we'll leave you there at that macabre scene and we'll pick up next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.